ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ विवसिंग सृष्टि द अध्यारोप पार्ट ऑफ द सृष्टि प्रक्रिया वेरिन द पेक्यूलियर द सृष्टि क्रिएशन हैज बीन presented. Having brought into existence the 14 worlds, then the devatas as the protectors, palakaha of the worlds, and thereby having brought the entire Virat Pindam into existence, and following that bringing the Golakani, the physical parts, and the Indriyani, all of them, Atma further thinks. The question came, can Atma think? I told you, in Srishti, we can do anything. We can say anything. Atma visualizes. What? There are objects of, thereafter we saw, even the objects of enjoyment, called annam, not only the food eaten through the mouth, which goes downwards, pushed by the apana prana into the digestive system, the digested food which is pushed out through, you know, to the excretory organ, you know, even that is also annam. But still, not only that is annam, even each sense object, you know, perceived by corresponding sense organ is also called annam. So, this is also anna srishtihi, also we saw recently, in the last class. There are objects of enjoyment in the form of, you know, rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparsha, form, color, taste, touch, etc. And there are also, the instruments of enjoyment. So the boga sadhanani, the instruments of enjoyment are there, and then bogya vastuni, the objects of enjoyment are also there. Now who is missing here? Still the bhogaha, the enjoyment, the experience cannot happen, take place, if there is no bhokta, the enjoyer, the experiencer. So now Atma has to bring into existence whom? The bhokta. Three things you have to remember. Objects of enjoyment, bhogya vastuni, bhogya sadhana, bhogyam. Then bhoga sadhanani, instruments of enjoyment. They're all inert. They're all inert in nature. The objects of enjoyment cannot enjoy the status of being the enjoyed if there is no enjoyment. Even the instruments of enjoyment cannot serve as the instruments of enjoyment if there is no enjoyer, experiencer. Therefore, who, for the bhogaha, enjoyment, experience, perception, knowledge to take place, there must be the experiencer, the enjoyer, the knower, the observer, bhokta must come into existence. Therefore, Atma thinks, let me become the, who else can be the bhokta other than myself? Let me become the enjoyer myself. There are so many bhogya sadhana, bhogya vastuni, objects of enjoyment, so many instruments of enjoyment. Therefore, no, there must be what? No, the bhoktas. Bhoktaraha also must be many. Okay, let me become myself the enjoyer, bhokta. Atma aikshata, saha aikshata. Atma further visualized, katam nu idam madrute syad. Without me there cannot be an enjoyer, let me become the enjoyer myself. Having decided, now Atma further visualizes, further visualizes, now katarena margena, look at this, katarena margena prapadyaha iti. Now I have to, he has to enter, now Atma has to enter into all the beings now. Every being, all the objects of enjoyment, all the instruments of enjoyment, now has, no, has, no, Atma has to enter as the Jiva. Atma entered into every being, gets the name what? Jivaha, as the Jiva. So which way, by which way can I enter into this beings? Which way can I enter? And here we have to remember, katarena means by which. Katarena margena prapadyaha. Now which way, through which road, through which entry, through which path can I enter? Can I reach the beings? Then, having thought, Atma entered. Now we have to supply. Atma entered into the beings. Which beings? All the beings here. Every phenomenon, everything Atma has entered. Having entered, then Atma further visualizes that as the Jiva, all the Jivas in the very beginning will have identity with, no, all the sense organs, the physical body, all the Golakani, all the Indriyani, all the, no, Atma, Jiva, Atma has, having entered, gets the title Jivaha, the Jiva title. And as the Jiva, not one Jiva, so many Jivas, one Atma has entered into all the beings as many Jivas, and each Jiva will have identity with all the body, mind, sense complex, water, all the instruments of enjoyment, and the objects of enjoyment, the identity. Having entered, then what one day, having used them, after some time, each Jiva will start thinking. What thinking? What will start thinking? That's what we saw last class. Vacha abhivyahritam. Yadi vacha abhivyahritam. If through the organ of speech words are uttered, then I am the one who is, I am not speaking. No, through the instrument of speech, what now? The words are uttered, which means I am only user, I am employer of this organ of speech. Pranena abhipranitam. So pranena vacha chakshusha shrotrena tvacha manasa shishnena, etc. All these words are in instrumental case. What do these words in instrument, the words in instrumental case reveal what? Which means they're all instruments of knowledge, instruments of actions, which means I am only user of those instruments. Which means I am not the eyes, I am not the ears, I am not the nose, I am not organ of speech, I am not organ of the power of seeing, I am not the sense powers, I am not the powers of organs of actions. Which means I am not even this body, I am only enjoying them all. Therefore, I am different from all that I am using. Therefore, kaha aham. Who am I? I am different. Okay, this every Jiva will have this question when, not immediately, after using all these instruments of enjoyment, instruments of actions, there will be a time, there will be a day, each Jiva will have this question. All these things Paramatma Ishwaraha thinks, visualizes. Understand? This much. Now I told in the very beginning, having thought like this, now Paramatma thinks, which way can I enter now? Saha ikshata, saha aikshata, katarena prapadyaha iti. Now he decides, before we go there, enter into, now we have to see how Paramatma enters into the beings as the Jivaha. That is said in the next, the prapattihi means, you know, the entry, reaching Paramatma's attainment of the beings as the jiva. Okay? Jiva status, attainment of the jiva status through the entry into the beings. How does it happen? That is also presented in the next mantra. Okay. And here, an important thing you have to remember. Kaha aham. Swamiji says beautifully, Chidananda rupaha shivaha aham. Answer is that. Shivaha aham, shivaha aham. Aham shivaha. Swamiji gives the answer there. And here the question comes, koham. Kaha aham. Kaha aham, who am I? Which means, who is the observer? Who is the knower? Who is the experiencer? Distinct from the observed, experienced world of objects and the instruments of experience. Because the entire, all the scientists are into what now? The inquiry, the research, the search is only within the realm of happening, only within the realm of the observed. There's no search on the part of any scientist in terms of who the observer is. That is why who the observer is, that is now for them eternal, never-ending, everlasting, mysterious research. Isn't it? Ever, never ends for them, because it will be a mystery forever for the scientist. But for a Vedantin, it will not be a mystery who the observer is. And here the question, why does Paramatma want to enter at all? Isn't it? The question becomes, suppose here you can say the two purposes. Even though Paramatma has no purpose, we see the two purposes get served. See, Paramatma has to enter as the jiva. First of all, wanted to enter as the jiva. For what? Loka, you know, vyavahara nimittam. For the purpose of worldly transactions. One thing. Second thing, even for the self-knowledge. Atma jnanartham. There is no way of having the self-knowledge without having become the, without the manifestation. We just say this, okay, even though there is no real purpose as such. Then, one more thing I want to say. Whenever Upanishad says, Paramatma has entered, Paramatma has entered means, the entry of Paramatma into every being as jiva should not be taken in a literal sense. There is no real praveshaha, there is no real entry. Now what does it mean then? You know, see, Paramatma is always there. Always there. Before it was, it is now, it will ever be. But is Paramatma recognizable? No. Even though Paramatma is there always, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, independently, all pervasively, eternally Paramatma is there, but is Paramatma recognizable? Is, how can you say it is, if it is, Paramatma is non-recognizable, how can you say Paramatma is? Non-recognizable thing cannot have the status of being existent. Therefore, Paramatma becomes recognizable only when there is manifestation. The recognizability of Paramatma is dependent on its manifestation. Abhivyaktya vina Paramatma darshanam nasadhyam. Without the manifestation, Paramatma will never ever be recognizable. Therefore, we say the entry praveshaha jivatmatvena, no? if Paramatma's entry into the beings as Jivatma is nothing but recognizability of Paramatma in every mind as the manifest consciousness, as the Vyakta Chaitanyam. Abhasa, okay, so Chidabhasaha or Vyakta Chaitanyam. Availability or recognizability of Paramatma as manifest consciousness in the mind as the one innermost self is what now? Chidabhasaha Vyakta Chaitanyam is called what now? Manifestation of consciousness, which is the entry. There is no real entry. Like what? There is a Brahma Sutram which also talks about this entry of Paramatma as the Jiva. Now, Jala Surya Kadivat is the Sutram. Jala Surya Kadivat means what? Jalam, water. Suryaha, of course you know Sur. When you see the reflection of sun in the water, we can say the sun has entered into the water as what? The reflection, in the form of the reflection. The reflection of the sun alone is there. Having the reflection of the sun in the water is what? Is the entry of the sun. Not sun really does not walk down and enter into the water. Is it clear? So Jala Surya Kadivate, this mantra also tells how does Paramatma, let me speak slowly. This human told me, Swamiji speaks very slowly and you speak very fast. How does Paramatma enter? Just as sun enters into the water in the form of reflection. Similarly, here, you know, your face enters into the mirror of reflection. Similarly, Paramatma enters into the mind of every being, but no, in the same way. It's only abhivyaktihi natu srishtihi, which means the observed, the experienced objects are created. I mean, they also want existence. Whereas the instruments of creation, not literally, okay, instruments of enjoyment are brought into existence, but Jivaha is not created. There is no origination, creation of the observer. There is no creation of the experiencer. The experiencer, enjoyer is not created. Then what is not created? Not Srishtihi. Jivasina Srishtihi, only Abhivyaktihi. There is only manifestation. Even before and the teaching, how much the Upanishad has already prepared your mind. There is no creation of Jivaha. There's only Jiva is only consciousness manifest has the status of being the Jiva. Atma manifest in the mind is experiencer. There is no experience other than the Atma. That's very clear. Okay. Now, how does the Atma enter? Atmanaha praveshaha katham bhavati. How does Atma enter? Look at this. Saha yetameva simanam vidarya yetayadvara prapadyata. See, saha, again, saha atma. Saha, saha, the pronoun comes, saha indicates atma. Saha atma, which has been there from the beginning, or beginninglessly, before the creation also, and which alone, which Atma alone, all these, you know, instruments of enjoyment, objects of enjoyment, all of them have come into existence, that Atma, now, ஏதம் ஏவ சீமானம் விதாரிய. சீமானம் விதாரிய, சீமானம் சீமானம், சீமா சீமா மீன்ஸ் தி ஜாயிண்ட் இன் த ஸ்கல் இஸ் கால்ட் சீமா. I want to tell you one thing. Even a woman is called Seemantini. Every woman is called Seemantini. One of the names, one of the words indicating a woman is called Seemantini. And now this is even the line which we take. Nowadays people don't take line, okay? We used to take this line. This line here which we take in the middle is called also what now? No? Seemanta. Actually, the unwanted, unnecessary information for you, but still I tell you. See, when a woman gets married and she lives in her husband's house, and when she becomes pregnant, and for the first delivery, the woman is brought to her in mother's place. Always for first delivery, the girl is brought to her from in-laws, from her husband's house, she is brought to her mother's house. And then elders will go. There's a ritual, the function. There's one of these. Again, we have some ritual is the best organized there. Then from the day of marriage, see, the woman is supposed to comb her hair like this. And then only when she gets pregnant, that particular day when she's brought to her, when she becomes 7 months or 8 months pregnant, when she's pregnant woman, then she's brought to her mother's place. And that day elders go, mother, some women and elderly people, elders go bless her. And that is the day they take this line for her. And that line is called Seemanta. So Seemanta, and that is called Seemantam. And then this is some ritual is organized. All the elders bless the baby in the womb, and bless the woman, and she is called Seemantini from that day onwards. When the line is taken, she is called Seemantini. Which means that day onwards, you can make out she is married, and not only she is simply married, she is a wife wife of some other woman. We have to respect her, and then she is also what now, mother of a child. Mother of a baby, which means she belongs to a dignified family. We have to respect her. We should see her with all reverence. She is called Seemantini. She is called Seemanta. You know, Seemanta. That is different. And not only that, now here we say, it's nothing to do with Seemantaha, Seemantini, okay? Now we say, this Seema. Seema means the joint in the skull is called Seema. Don't bring all those things here, okay? Now you have to focus only on Seema. Seema means the joint in the skull. When the baby is born, you all would have seen the newborn babies have some uchi. They say that, na? The soft, tender skin will be there. I don't know how they make it, okay? This is Seema. This is Seema. Seemanam vidarya. Don't worry, it will be ready for you. Seemanam vidarya. Vidaranam. No, vidaranam means breaking open. Vidaranam. Vidarayati. See, darayati. Vidarayati means breaks open. Vidaranam, breaking open. Vidarya, having, okay, opened. He says, vidarya. Or breaking open the skull. Seemanam vidarya. Breaking open the joint of the skull. Etam seemanam eva vidarya. Not through any other way. Eva. Etaya dvara. Dvaha. Dvaha. It is Tilinga Shabdha. Dvaha means door, entry. This is Dvaha. Dwaram also means entry. The door, isn't it? Entry. Entrance. Dwaram. Here Dvaha. So, Yetaya Dvara. through this, through the entry of the joint, the skull, breaking open the skull, okay? Don't ask whether I saw all of them. Upal says and tell you. Prapadyata Atma entered. Prapadyata means reached. Prapadyate reaches, attains. So prapadyata reached, attained. Who attained? Saha Atma. Prapadyata attained, reached. Where? Attained means entered through this entry, breaking open the skull, joint and the skull. Sivanam vidarya, it entered. So you can say the many joints in the skull means which joint? Top of the skull, isn't it? Top. That's why top of the joint, the skull, the joint of the skull, breaking open it, Atma entered. Through that, Atma entered. Sa esha, saisha, read now. Saisha, we can spit as what? Sa esha. That entry, sa esha, that entry, no, which is there, which is there in this joint of the skull, is what is called vidrutihi. Say no.
Vidrutihi.
Nama dvaha. Saisha vidrutir nama dvaha. Full stop there. Saisha. Read it. Play all of it. Say no.
Saisha
vidrutir nama dvaha. That entry is in fact known as vidrutihi. Vidrutihi nama. The entry is called vidrutihi. Now we can say uchi uchvallama. We can say what now? Vidrutihi. Now vidrutihi. The skull has to, the skin has to form only then baby comes out. We can't see, isn't it? The opening is not closed. That's why even with the delicate, the babies are too small. They have to handle very carefully. Very careful. It's very soft, tender skin here. Some children have big vidruti, some have very small. They'll say, be very careful. Anyway, called vidrutihi. Saisha vidrutir nama. That opening in the skull, top of the skull joint is called vidrutihi. Vidruhtihi nama dvaha. Again, dvaha is what now? Entry, door, entrance. That entrance in the skull is called vidrutihi. Okay, tade, ye tade, nandanam. And that opening, that entry here. Here in the skull is called also what? Nandanam. Vidrutihi is also called Nandanam. Vidrutihi is also called Nandanam. Why so many names is giving? We are not at all interested in Vidrutihi. Some people are thinking, I know that. We are not interested in Nandanam. We are not interested in Vidrutihi. We don't care which way Atma entered into the body. Why is Upanishad? I know. We are all interested in moksha and jnanam, only satyam, jnanam, anantam, brahma. Why are you talking? Wait, next lesson is going to be that only. Only today you have to bear with me. Today I am finishing Adhyaropa and Apavada in the later on class. Adhyaropa is going to go over now. Be happy. Then Apavada is also going to go over. Then you'll be happy. So Nandanam. Why it is called Nandanam? We have to give the Shankara. With the help of Shankara's commentary, you have to understand. Nandanam, Nandanam. See, Nandaha. No? Actually, Nandati means is pleased, is happy. Nandaha means happiness. Nandanam also means happiness. But here, Nandanam it says, isn't it? Okay. This is the people who are given to the practice of meditation, upasana. Not whichever meditation you practice. The upasana is prescribed in the karma, upasana kanda of the Veda. If people who is given to the practice of meditation, as instructed by the teacher, as present in the Upanishad, in the upasana kanda of the Veda, along with the performance of rituals, etc., then as a result of that meditation, if the person really has practiced meditation for quite length of time, properly, appropriately, as prescribed, taught by the teacher, as prescribed in the upasana kanda, then after the death, that person is said to travel through Shukla Gatihi, and he is supposed to reach the Brahma Loka. He is supposed to travel through the solar path, supposed to reach the Brahma Loka. And there, having attained Brahma Loka, there this person will have Jnanam. He won't have Jnanam here. The person who practice, see, if you contemplate upon the nature of reality, you can attain moksha right now here in this world, now itself. That moksha is called what? Sadyo Muktihi. Immediate moksha, which you can discover now itself through contemplation. Here it is called Sadyo Muktihi. Otherwise, if you don't contemplate upon the nature of reality, but if you practice, you perform rituals and practice meditation prescribed in the upasana kanda, then as a result of the karma, karma upasana samuchaya, and after the death, the parabdha ends, the person leaves the physical body, then the there's a travel which we do not know. Okay, Upanishad Shastram says, we repeat. He travels through the Shukla Gatihi and he reaches Brahma Loka. There this person attains Jnanam. Going to Brahma Loka, one can attain Jnanam. And thereby, one can attain Moksha. Attainment of Moksha, discovery of Moksha, having reached Brahma Loka, is called Krama Muktihi, not Sadyo Muktihi. And Krama Muktihi also happens, is what now, whether Krama Muktihi or Sadyo Muktihi, whether the moksha attained immediately at this life itself, here itself, or moksha attained in Brahma Loka, is what? Moksha is happiness. Discovery of fullness is happiness. When you discover moksha here or not, it's happiness. Therefore, even those meditators, upasakaha, at the time after the death, they say those people, upasakas, they go back. They get out of the physical body through this randram, through this hole. It's called Brahma Randraha. See, other Upanishads, the same Vidrutihi is also called what? Brahma Randraha. Called Brahma Randram. Why Brahma Randram? The hole through which the Jiva goes out and travels and goes to Brahma Loka. Therefore, it's called Brahma Randraha. And attains what? Krama Muktihi. Therefore, because this hole also serves for the Jiva to travel through that hole, travel and attain Brahma Loka and attain Moksha, is called Nandanam. Don't think why I'm simply talking. I have to tell you why this Vidrutihi is called Nandanam. Learning all these things will help you later on. You will see one day why I'm saying all these things. How it's going to help you. To understand a lot of other things. So, Nandanam. It contributes for the discovery of Moksha through the attainment of Krama Muktihi. So, Krama Mukti Prapti Dwara Ananda Hetutvat. We say what now? Nandanam iti uchyate. Also called Nandanam. Now how many names? The same thing comes in Taittiriya Upanishad also. ശീർഷ കപാലേ വ്യപോഹ്യ. വ്യപോഹ്യ ശീർഷ കപാലേ, റിമെമ്പർ ദാറ്റ്. വ്യപോഹ്യ ശീർഷ കപാലം, ശീർഷ കപാലം. ശീർഷ മീൻസ് ഹെഡ്, കപാല മീൻസ് കല്ല്. ശീർഷ കപാലേ വ്യപോഹ്യ. വാട്ട് ഡസ് ദിസ് ഉപനിഷത് സേ? യു നോ, സീമാനം വിദാര്യ. ടു ഡിഫറെന്റ് വേർഡ്സ്, ദാറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ. So Indrayonihi in Sikshavalli Taittiriya Upanishad, that words comes Brahmarandraha. So Brahmarandraha Vidrutihi, no, Vidrutihi Nandanam, all these words mean the same here. Okay, now Paramatma has entered into the beings, has become jivas. Now here onwards we are going to see the jiva. Look at this. Tasya. Now Upanishad only says tasya. Tasya means his, whose jivatmanaha. You have to take it as jivatmanaha, jivatmas. Tasya jivasya. Or jivatmanaha, tasya jivasya. Now there is a jiva now. From there the jiva begins. Now this jiva, the paramatma who has manifested as the jiva in the minds. Now we can say what jiva has, what now? Trayaha avasathaha. Trayaha avasathaha. Trayaha, can you know? Trayaha avasathaha. Say. Trayaha swapnaha. So trayaha avasathaha, trayaha swapnaha. This jiva has, no, trayaha avasathaha. Avasathaha means an abode, a place of dwelling. Avasathaha means a place of dwelling, an abode, location, a place is called avasathaha. Now this jiva has, the paramatma who is manifested as the jiva enjoys three abodes. Trayaha, why trayaha? Ekam dve trini, eka dve na tisra, we have tisra, but here not to tisraha trini. Here trayaha, why? Because masculine gender. Trayaha avasathaha. Three abodes. This jiva has three locations. And trayaha swapnaha. Trayaha swapnaha. See, all that we have learned till now is not all significant. This is an important line. Upanishad says, trayaha swap, three avasathaha, three locations. Location, trayaha swapnaha. What are three avasataha? Shankar Bhagavatpada gives three different meanings for this avasataha. He says, each state of experience, each state of mind is also called what? One each avasataha. Of course, waking state is one avasataha, dream state is one avasataha, dream state of mind, and also deep sleep state of the mind is also one avasataha. The three states of mind are three states of experience are looked upon here as three abodes of the jiva. And each, not only dream state of mind, not only dream experiences the dream, all the three states are like the dream only. So Upanishad said trayaha swapnaha. Not only jagrat is swapnaha, is swapna, not only the dream is the dream, what about the waking? Waking also is a dream, like the dream. Dream also is a dream. Deep sleep state also is a deep dream. So trayaha swapnaha, three locations, three abodes, three places of dwelling of the jiva are like what? The three dreams. No? Trayaha swapnaha. This important thing the Upanishad mentions. See, the three sthanams, three abodes, or the, or the three avasthas attributed to the jiva, given to jiva in three avasthas. Now, so Vishwaha, Vishwaha is given the avasataha during Jagrat. The jiva as a Vishwaha has the abode what now? Jagrat avastha. Jagrat avastha is the first avasataha for the jiva as Vishwaha. This we learnt in the Mandukya already. Then, Swapna avastha is the avasataha for the jivaha as the taijasaha. Then, Sushupti avastha is the avasataha. Avastha is the avasataha. Sushupti avastha, the deep sleep state, is the avasataha abode for the prajnaha. The deep sleep state. And how does the, now Gaudapada Acharya mentions this in his Mandukya Karika. Remember that, now we'll tell you. See, who is Vishwaha? The Gaudapada Acharya says beautifully, Dakshinakshi Mukaha. Remember that now? Right eye. Dakshinakshi Mukaha Vishwaha. I repeat it, Gaudapada Acharya says in Mandukya Karika, Vishwaha, the jiva, who has the name Vishwaha, is what now? It has the place of Dakshinakshi Mukaha, has the right eye as the, is the place of the jiva. Then, Taijasaha is what now? Manasaha antaha Taijasaha. So mind is the abode of Taijasa. Then heart. In fact, the Karna Shariram, the deep mind, is the abode of Prajnaha. They are the three abodes, Avasataha. So three states of mind, or you can say this three, this Dakshinakshi Mukaha, mind and the Karna Shariram, we can say these are three abodes of the jiva. Then you can say, one more thing is going to explain now. Pitru Shariram also is the abode of the jiva. So Paramatma, which has entered into the as the jiva in all the beings, has three abodes, three avasataha. One first is what? Pitru Shariram, the father's body. In every father's body, the jiva first has its place. The jiva enjoys its place where? The father's sperm. Retas rupena. Retas, in the form of a sperm, male sperm, the jiva has its abode in the father's body. Pitru Shariram. Thereafter, the same sperm reaching the mother's womb, which is what? Mother's fetus, Matru Shariram. Mother's womb, in the form of a fetus, it's there, Garbha Rupena Matru Sharire, Matru Dehe. In mother's body, it is the form of a fetus, Garbha Rupena. Second abode of the jiva. Then later it comes what? Assuming its own body, swashariram. So father's body, mother's body, then its own body. Jiva has three atrayaha avasataha. The three meanings given by Shankara Bhagavatpada. This people, whoever has the other book, you can read in your English translations also, it's given there. Because Shankara's commentaries explain there. Anyway. So three avasataha. Now, what are three avasataha? Here he gives, the Upanishad gives, I am. Avasataha.
Avasataha.
I am avasataha.
I am avasataha.
ayam avasatah.
Ayam avasatah.
Iti. See, ayam avasatah, ayam avasatah, ayam avasatah. This is an abode, this is an abode, this is an abode. Upanishad says, kaha avasatah? Isn't it? This, Upanishad says, this. What does it mean? Or we cannot understand the meaning. The Upanishad repeats this three times. This is an abode, this is an abode, this is the first abode, this is the second abode, this is the third abode. Upanishad says, I am avasataha, I am avasataha, I am avasataha. Jiva has three abodes. Thank God we have Shankara Bhashya. How can you understand otherwise? Without Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, we can't understand. Sometimes we also need Anandagiri, Mahatma's Tika. Then we can't understand anything here. So here, that is why Shankara Bhagavatpada gives for the three meanings for Avasataha. Got it now? All three meanings? Avasataha. Iti. Okay? This is how Paramatma has become the Jivaha. Here ends what now? Jiva Srishti also has happened. Finished. So Jiva has come into existence. The enjoyer has come. Instruments of enjoyment are also are there already intact. And objects of enjoyment are there. Now Bhokta is there. Bhogya Vastuni are there. Now Bhoga Sadhanani are there. Therefore Bhogaha can take place. Which means the Srishti is complete. Here ends the Adhyaropa. Adhyaropa ends. Till now you have seen what? Adhyaropaha. The superimposition, means accept, the seeing the universe, the creation is there, creation is real. I am here as the experiencer, the world is in front of me as the, in front of me, available for experience. And also what? I have all that I need to experience the world. I have eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, buddhi, manaha. Isn't it? I have all the equipments, all the powers. I can walk, I can run, I can. All the sense powers are there, powers of organs of actions are there, all the functions are happening. I have a nice bhogayatanam, this world of enjoyment. Everything is there. I am here as the experiencer, means what? Creation is complete. This is very real. This is very much real. I see this, I enjoy this, experience this, therefore it is real. Pratyaksha rupena saram anubhuyate. Directly it is experienced, therefore it is srishti is there. This taking this creation as real is what we say? Adhyaropa, step one. Here ends the Adhyaropaha. Now what is the next mantra? Next mantra, with the next four lines, end the whole chapter is going to end. Only in four lines, Apavada is presented. Long, so many mantras to present the Adhyaropa. Only four lines to negate the what all you have established. Apavada is presented only in the following four lines. With this, the first chapter ends. Okay? So Apavada we'll see in the next class. The tea is getting cold. So I'm sorry for my delay today. And then definitely Adhyaropa. Now Jiva has also come. Now please remember, we never ever say Jiva is created. We are going to say Jagat also is not created. Nothing is created. There is no creation at all. That is what is the final teaching. There is no creation. There is no Jagat created. There is nothing is created. The Jiva is not created. But the Jagat, everything else is as though created. But the Jiva is not created at all. There's only manifestation. There's no creation of origination, of creation of Jiva, only manifestation. Paramatmanaha abhivyaktireva jiva. Okay, jivatum. Jiva is nothing, there's no Jiva otherwise. Remember this, we'll see the apavada in the afternoon. Okay, 4:30 to 5:30, come again, we'll do the apavada. Negate the world, you'll be happy.